Hello and welcome to Frontier Property, the show which looks at the ins and outs of this unique property market, which includes two cantons and two countries, with Anoushka Tarimo from Tarimo Immobilier. Anoushka, let's take a look at the different regions. Now, over the next few shows, we're going to be looking at the different areas. So we've got, obviously, Geneva and Vaud, and we've got Haute-Savoie and Ain in France as well. But let's start off with Geneva. And Geneva, obviously, is the main focal point. It's the main city. It's the main area of economic activity. So there are advantages of living in Geneva if perhaps you want a bit of a city life.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great city. It's clean. It's organized. It's tidy. It's everything works as it should. It's safe, relatively safe. Yeah. I mean, there are no stayaway areas, but obviously the red light district, maybe not.
That's not a stayaway area.
Well, it's safer than in most cities.
No, you're right. It is generally safe, despite the fact we have been seeing in the media sort of like some stories of things that happen. But that happens in every city. Yeah. And broadly speaking, Geneva, it is a reasonably safe city still.
Exactly. And it's, I mean, living right in the centre, you've got good schools, good transport. You can pretty much walk everywhere. And then if you want to move out to the suburbs, you've got great areas like Versoix, Gentau, Verrier, Collonges-Bellerive. You've got a good choice in Geneva itself, whether you want to be in town or in the suburbs.
You do have a, I mean, that's true. I mean, in Geneva, of course, I mean, you can choose between an apartment in the middle of town or actually quite a nice house on the outskirts, but still obviously very close.
Yeah, all is very close. It's also full of internationals. 35% of the population is international. And that is a good thing for the housing market.
Right. So when it comes down to, you know, if you're buying and you know that you're only going to be here for a few years, when it comes down to reselling, the house should hold its value.
Yes, absolutely. It should hold its value at least, if not increase.
Increase, yeah.
It's today, thanks to low interest rates, the continued migration that we see every year, people still think it's a safe haven. Switzerland is a safe haven.
Yeah.
And, you know, Geneva, as well as most of Switzerland, with the collapse of the real estate market world globally, has still remained strong.
Untouched almost
Pretty much, in this
area. Yeah. Yes. So the pricing is, of course, as with anywhere, the closer you really want to be where perhaps you're working is likely to be more expensive, isn't it?
Well, you have the centre, which is very expensive. Then you have areas like Coligny and Collonges-Bellerive that are also very expensive. I'd say it's hard to give you a very exact price, but I'd say per square metre, it's between 15 to 10,000 per square metre.
Right. And that depends depends where you are, obviously.
Yeah, it depends where you are. It depends on the noise. It depends on the view. It depends on the location,
so
everywhere.
Many things. And of course, with other things, it can depend on sort of like, you know, the school nearby. Is it a good one? And all that sort of thing as well.
Absolutely.
Like everything else. So this is obviously a lot of research that one has to do before choosing to buy anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But we say within Geneva, though, you know, if you might have to pay for it, but you can actually really cover all your bases. If you want a nice big house with a bit of a garden close to a school, you can do it in Geneva. It just might mean writing a big check.
Very big. Very big.
Very big. But it can be done.
It can be done.
Okay, Anoushka, thank you very much indeed. That was Anoushka Tarimo there from Tarimo Immobilier. And this was another edition of Frontier Property. Check out tarimoimmobilier.com.